This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and Chile would exchange agreements for cooperation in disaster management and cultural exchange. Both sides also exchanged letter of intent on Antarctica cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, in New Delhi, covering the full spectrum of India-Chile relations. Mr. Modi also hosted a lunch in honor of the visiting dignitary. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said Chile is an important friend and partner for India in Latin America. He said in today's discussions, they identified several new initiatives to enhance cooperation in the coming decade.
भारत के लिए चिले लैटिन अमेरिका में एक महत्वपूर्ण मित्र और पार्टनर देश है। आज की चर्चाओं में हमने आने वाले दशक में सहयोग बढ़ाने के लिए कई नए इनिशिएटिव की पहचान की। आपसी व्यापार और निवेश में वृद्धि का हम स्वागत करते हैं। आज हमने एक पारस्परिक लाभकारी कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव इकोनॉमिक पार्टनरशिप एग्रीमेंट पर चर्चा शुरू करने के लिए अपनी टीम्स को निर्देश दिए हैं।
The Rajya Sabha has passed the Protection of Interests in Aircraft Objects Bill 2025. The bill seeks to give legal effect to the Convention on International Interests in Mobile Equipment. The bill also empowers the central government to make rules to implement the provisions of the convention and the protocol. The legislation designates the Directorate General of Civil Aviation as the registry authority for the purposes of the convention. The registry authority is responsible for registration and deregistration of aircrafts. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu said, India is the third largest domestic civil aviation market in the world. He said in the last 10 years, tremendous progress has been witnessed in the aviation sector. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has stated that the government is taking a giant stride towards building a Nakshal-free Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said the nation has achieved a new milestone by significantly reducing the number of districts most affected by left-wing extremism from 12 to just 6. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has played a key role in making India a global leader in digital payments by continuously modernizing the country's payment infrastructure and nurturing a vibrant fintech ecosystem. Speaking at the closing ceremony of the commemoration of RBI's 90th year in Mumbai today, the president highlighted that the central bank's remarkable journey over the past 9 decades has been aligned with the vision and policies of the government.
The RBI has played a key role in making India a global leader in digital payments by continuously modernizing the country's payment instrument infrastructure. It has ensured that digital transactions are not only seamless and efficient, but also secure.
In Gujarat, over 10 people were killed after a fire broke out at a firecrackers factory at Disa in Banaskantha district today. According to preliminary reports, a blast at the factory triggered a fire causing parts of the building to collapse and trapping several workers in the rubble. Superintendent of Police Akshay Raj Makwana said, firefighters have doused the blaze but the relief and rescue operation is underway to evacuate those trapped under the rubble. In Myanmar, the death toll in last week's devastating earthquake has crossed 2,700. Myanmar's military leader Min Aung Hlaing, in a televised address today, said the death toll has reached 2,719 in the powerful earthquake and is expected to rise to more than 3,000. He said 4,521 people were injured and 441 were missing. Meanwhile, rescue operations underway in Myanmar are in full swing. Under Operation Brahma, India has swiftly mobilized emergency assistance, a team of rescue and medical professionals, relief materials including food, water, tents, medicines and essential supplies to assist Myanmar and its people from the 29th of March. The third India-Japan space dialogue was held in Tokyo today. The dialogue brought together ministries and agencies related to outer space, facilitating an exchange of views on the respective space policies and priorities. During the dialogue, discussions were held on national space programs, bilateral space cooperation, space situational awareness, space security, quad space cooperation, industry-level cooperation and commercial space collaboration. And that is the end of this news bulletin.